This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, about the time that I think our illustrious governor can't do any worse, she proves me wrong. To say her guidance for the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in the state is pathetic would be an understatement. Now, just to review, what group of our fellow Oregonians is most susceptible to the COVID-19 virus? Well, that would be seniors over the age of 65. What group would suffer the most deaths from COVID-19 in the state? Well, that would be seniors over the age of 65 who have underlying conditions. Who shows the most resistance to the virus? Well, that would be young children and people under 30. So, as our governor addressed these facts, which are undisputed, in her plan to roll out the vaccine? Well, as you would expect, absolutely not. While it may have sounded good that the first vaccine shots were going to our frontline healthcare workers, well, it didn't roll out too well. Though I agree, our frontline healthcare workers should be vaccinated first, but again, it didn't seem to get done. I don't think anyone would argue against frontline healthcare workers first in line. But even after months of vaccine distribution, we hear the state has not been able to accomplish that goal yet. So where to go next? The seniors over 65 and specifically those with underlying conditions? Well, absolutely not. Even though schools are closed in parts of Oregon and distance learning or abbreviated school scheduling is in effect, let's go vaccinate all the teachers, counselors, and school employees, including the cooks. Sure, why not? Are any of these people over 65? Well, of course not, or they'd be retired if they were. So if that hot mess wasn't enough, now we hear the committee she formed to help guide her through this vaccine distribution, a committee I would argue is a dismal failure, was actually considering a recommendation about race for the next group of vaccines. Race? Really? What about those 65-plus seniors? Well, then there was the consideration of including prison inmates in the next round of vaccine distribution. Really? Well, what about those 65-plus seniors? And just to make sure it's a total mess, let's discuss allocating more vaccine to the urban areas and take it away from the rural areas. Really? Well, what about those 65-plus seniors who are most susceptible all throughout the state? Then we open our local paper the other day, and what do we find out? Well, we find out that the scarce vaccine has been allocated to the Gospel Mission and its guests. I'll tell you, I know plenty of people that are 65 or older, and many of them have underlying health conditions. Are they being considered by our illustrious governor? Well, of course not. As with anything in this liberal state, every wacky idea is just the norm for our governor and our elected state legislature. Take a look at the morbidity numbers, Governor. Then start leading instead of following. And get the vaccine to those 65-plus seniors where it really is a matter of life or death. Most likely, she'll decide to vaccinate, I don't know, the homeless people next. It's really pathetic. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.